Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 20th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who has a Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's preaching is entitled, Coming with Hope.
A reading from the book of Judges. The angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to save it from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "The Lord is with you, O champion." Gideon said to him, "My Lord, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are his wondrous deeds of which our ancestors told us when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' For now the Lord has abandoned us and has delivered us into the power of Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go with the strength you have and save Israel from the power of Midian. It is I who send you." But Gideon answered him, "Please, my Lord, how can I save Israel? My family is the lowliest in Manasseh, and I am the most insignificant in my father's house." "I shall be with you," the Lord said to him, "and you will cut down the Midianites, every one of them." Gideon answered him, "If I find favor with you, give me a sign that you are speaking with me. Do not depart from here, I pray you, until I come back to you and bring out my offering and set it before you." He answered, "I will await your return." A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible." The Gospel of the Lord. Ever ancient, ever new is the question of Gideon. If the Lord is with us, then why has all this happened to us? The Israelites had experienced oppression from the Midianites for several years, seeing the fruit of their land destroyed before they could harvest it. "Why has this happened to us?" is the cry of those who suffer the effects of natural disasters, of those who suffer disease and illness, of those who suffer the damage of prejudice and intolerance, of those who endure endless and merciless wars, of those who never seem to get a break in life's daily challenges. "Why has this happened to us?" is the cry of the earth and of its inhabitants. Also ever ancient, ever new, is the response of Gideon to the Lord's invitation to do something about all of the suffering of his people. "My family is the lowliest in Manasseh, and I am the most insignificant in my parents' house." In other words, who am I? What could I possibly do in the face of suffering? To Gideon and to us, the Lord says, "Go with the strength you have. I shall be with you." I don't know about you, but I have to admit that the knowledge of the Lord being with me doesn't always give me the courage and confidence it is meant to instill, especially in difficult situations. I squander the promise given, and I think it's in my power to do something, and therefore, nothing gets done. a friend of mine, the former pastor of my home parish, died this past March. To those who knew him, this man was and is a saint. He frequented hospitals and situations where there was great suffering. He never shied away from pain and anguish. He brought peace to God's people wherever he went. The moment he walked in the door, everyone knew that it would be all right, no matter the outcome. He would say, "I do not come with answers, but I do come with hope. Let's pray." That was his strength. Hope in the promise of Jesus Christ and conviction that God was with him in every situation and that praying could be a healing balm. When Jesus said in today's gospel that it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle, he wasn't just using a cute image that seems impossible. I've heard it said by more than one preacher that in Jesus' time, the eye of the needle was the name of a very narrow entrance into the wall of the city. A person could go through on foot, but if that person was trying to bring a camel loaded with all of one's possessions, entry would be impossible. Whether an actual gate or hyperbole, Jesus' lesson with the eye of the needle is evident. We are called to divest ourselves of all the trappings that we think will help save the world from all its suffering. When people are hurting or in need, they don't need the quick fix. They need others who walk through their doors and say, "I don't come with answers. I do come with hope. Let's pray." As baptized members of the body of Christ, hope is our strength. It is the gift we bring that in the end, as Julian of Norwich said, all will be well. All manner of things will be well. Our strength is the belief and conviction that Jesus is with us, that we have been gifted with the Holy Spirit who guides us, protects us, animates us, and inspires us to do something, anything that will alleviate the suffering in the world, even when it seems so minimal, such as to pray with and for others who are broken, abandoned, suffering in any way, shape, or form. Such witness doesn't provide answers, but it does offer hope to those who are suffering when people of faith join with them, walking through the door and saying, "I am here to be with you. Let's pray."